At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident hemposapien Vivian McPeak will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
Welcome to the Hemp Present Resistance, seeking to defeat the alternative facts of prohibition, one interview at a time, and advocating for the plant, the whole plant, and nothing but the plant. Join me for a weekly reefer radio rebellion as I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers and shakers, and history makers of the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement. I am your host, Vivian McPeak. I am the executive director of the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest, entering its 29th year speaking flower to power and found at hempfest.org. I am also the author of the book Protestable, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest from AHA Publishing, also found at hempfest.org. If you have feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic, email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. Today's guests on Hemp Present are Naoko Miki and Yuji Masataka. The two of them founded Green Zone Japan as a medical cannabis advocacy group. Its main focus is bringing evidence-based, accurate, and up-to-date information on medical cannabis to Japanese medical professionals and the general public. Naoko Miki, Green Zone Japan's program director, is a translator by trade. She first became interested in medical cannabis when she translated one of Peter McWilliams' books, Love 101, and learned the circumstances of his death. In 2010, Naoko translated Marijuana is Safer by Mason Tvert, Steve Fox, and Paul Armentano. Paul's been a guest on this show and created a Facebook page for the book where she started advocating for legalization in Japan. And around that time, she started to attend the Seattle Hemp Fest. Yuji Masataka, Green Zone Japan's executive director, is a neurologist. In 2016, Yuji accompanied a group of Japanese patients who visited California to try cannabis for their conditions, where he was introduced to medical cannabis and the science behind it. He worked as a neurologist at Kumamoto University Hospital in 2017 to 2019, and now he's back in freelancing in Kumamoto City. While busy with speaking engagements on medical cannabis nationwide, they both joined me today. Welcome, Naoko and Yuji, to Cannabis Radio.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
Let me begin by asking about the cannabis culture in Seattle. Naoko, you have been to Seattle Hemp Fest in Seattle. How would you compare the cannabis culture in Japan, where all cannabis is illegal, to the cannabis culture here in America?
Oh, it's like night and day. I have been dividing my time between Japan and Seattle area since 2003 because I'm married to an American citizen. And I usually spend 3 months in the summer in Seattle. And so I have been attending Seattle Hemp Fest since 2010, almost every year. I think I can say that the attitudes toward cannabis at Seattle Hemp Fest and that in Japan represent two complete opposites. You know, I live on Woodby Island when I'm in Seattle area, and one of the pot shops there offered senior discounts on Sunday mornings. So some people go to church on Sunday mornings, some go to a pot shop. It's just a part of a normal everyday life. Every year as I return to Japan after 3 months in America, I see this huge gap between the two cultures. Here in Japan, if you get arrested for cannabis possession, your career is practically over and you could lose everything. And this gap is widening as America becomes more and more liberal and tolerant toward cannabis. So we're left behind with this archaic mentality. And I guess this was, it was this vast difference I see between the two cultures, both of which I know, that prompted me to think that I should do something to narrow this gap.
Japan and other Asian countries have some of the strictest laws against cannabis anywhere. Possession in Japan is punishable with up to 5 years in prison and the possibility of a $17,000 fine. And anyone caught selling cannabis can get up to 10 years in prison. Yet it's estimated that nearly 1.5 million Japanese citizens regularly use cannabis. Are there any efforts in Japan to legalize cannabis? And if so, what would the process be in your country?
Yes, there have been sporadic efforts for legalization by activists in the past couple decades. Petitions have been submitted for Cannabis Control Act reform. Signatures have been collected on either a social media platform or on the street. In 2016, there was an upper house election in which three candidates ran with a pledge to legalize medical cannabis, but none of them got the seat. So these efforts have not been organized enough to be effective. Why that is so is a big question, not just about cannabis legalization, but about Japanese democracy in general, I think. You know, it's said that Japan is a democratic society, but in my opinion, it isn't really. You know, activists by citizens groups, activities by citizens groups are not as dynamic and vibrant as they are in the US, for example. And Japanese tend to think the authority, what authority tells you is always right. So the culture of resistance and protest is not in the Japanese psyche. And anyway, the process to legalize, there's no system in Japanese law to allow citizens to propose a direct initiative as you do, you know, create a ballot measure. But there is a lawmaker-initiated legislation. So the only realistic way to get the issue on the discussion table is to have a representative, a congressperson on board with your campaign, and have that person to submit a proposal for a revision to the diet.
Can you talk about the mission of Green Zone Japan?
Green Zone Japan was founded by Yuji and myself in 2017. Our mission is to bring the latest and most accurate information on the science and social issues surrounding cannabis to Japanese people. We particularly focus on educating Japanese medical professionals, as making doctors aware of it is particularly important in Japan, where doctors are revered as and seen as authority figures. And we focus on medical cannabis legalization because we think that's the gateway to the whole legalization, just as it was in the US.
What kind of reception have you gotten for your work educating people in Japan about medical cannabis?
Yes, as Naoko said, we first aim to tell the truth for medical professionals, especially doctors. But unfortunately, doctors in Japan are not so highly interested in medical cannabis so far, because today it's not able to use here in Japan. So today's main topic is CBD product. And fortunately, last year, lots of CBD products have come to Japan too. And more people are aware and interested in CBD products. And so from that product to medical cannabis, we are trying to bridge the knowledge today.
Do you take any risk by educating the Japanese about medical cannabis?
Not really. So people are afraid, oh, is it okay? Are you okay, Yuji? And my friends, families care about me, but nothing happened. So when I got job in university hospital, I tweet about it, and some good citizen called to university, and they accuse me, oh, this guy is advocating illegal drug. So Because of that, I was about to get fired before working there, but it was okay. So yeah, nothing happened.
Each year, Green Zone Japan invites experts on medical cannabis to come to Japan for speaking engagements. And you've had experts such as Dr. Ethan Russo and Dr. Donald Abrams and author and activist Martin Lee of Project CBD. And Ethan Russo and Martin Lee have both been on this show as guests. What can you tell us about the speaking events that you produced there?
We were truly fortunate to be able to bring Dr. Russo as our first expert speaker in 2017. He spoke at two national universities and the National Cancer Center and at one conference of the Japan Clinical Association for Cannabinoid. It could be that Dr. Russo was the first person in history who publicly spoke about cannabis in the national institutions. So it was a rather historical event. But sadly, the talks were way under attended. Now, I don't know whether doctors are uninterested or perhaps afraid, but on the other hand, the legalization activists were quite excited to have him. And in 2018, we brought Dr. Edward Ma from Colorado. He's an epilepsy specialist and was very close to the whole Charlotte Figi saga. And his talks got larger audience because the timing was right, as CBD oil, as Yuji said, was just starting to become available in Japan. And also Epidiolex had just been approved by FDA 3 months before Dr. Ma came to Japan. Then last year, Dr. Donald Abrams was here, and his talk at Japan Clinical Association for Cannabinoid was full house. So we're getting better reception each year, partly because Green Zone Japan is now a little better recognized, and also because of CBD becoming popular. So I think Martin will draw a big crowd, and I hope so.
I am speaking to Naoko Miki and Yuji Masataka, and we are going to roach this segment for a moment, hear a word from our sponsors and advertisers, and come back with our second segment, so don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Dazed and infused. Join sugar industry expert Latham Woodward for a happier hour each week for a lively and often hilarious discussion on the infusion of cannabis into food, beverages, and life. Explore exciting new culinary landscape trends with fascinating friends and guests who are leading the industry into the uncharted mainstream. Discover curated menus, enhanced cocktails, and live tastings. Life's a little sweeter here on Dazed and Infused.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
It's time to Hemp Present.
I am going to titillate your audio orifices with weekly radio rendezvous with some of the premier movers, shakers, and history makers of the cannabis community.
Radio resident Hempo Sapien Vivian McPeak.
I will be putting out a call to action on issues of the day and putting your interests under the big lights as I provide cannabis commentary and weekly interviews that go straight for the nugular.
Marijuana! Hemp Present, only on Cannabis Radio. We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong hemperer of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back with Naoko Miki and Yuji Masataka. So I'm just curious, what are some of the common misconceptions that people in Japan might have about cannabis? What kind of incorrect information about cannabis have you encountered in your work there?
Well, there is a lot. People think cannabis is a dangerous drug.
Highly addictive.
They cannot distinguish between cannabis and hard drugs such as methamphetamine, which we have a lot of problem, and cocaine. And I think Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare is intentionally kind of misleading people by mixing these things together when they talk about drugs, bad drugs. And so people think cannabis is addictive, cannabis makes you crazy, it's a gateway drug. You know, exactly, we're still in reefer madness phase. And since the introduction of CBD oils, and also lots of people who were never interested in medical cannabis before are getting interested. And to them, you know, they think THC is the bad drug and CBD is a good medicine.
Is CBD available and legal in Japan?
Yes, with a condition. Our Cannabis Control Act states that any plant, the cannabis plant is illegal except for mature stalks and seeds. So CBD oils, CBD products made from stalks is legal. But if it's made from whole plant, including buds and leaves, then it is not.
Interesting. Yuji, you know, yes? Naoko mentioned a little bit that you thought to start with medical marijuana would be a good way to kind of normalize cannabis. But why do you think, as a doctor, as a neurologist, why do you think that is important to teach people about medical cannabis other than that? Do you feel that people in Japan could greatly benefit from cannabis in medical applications?
So as a neurologist, the field of neurology is still, you know, limited in effective treatment. So like ALS or like these kind of degeneration disease, we don't have good approach. So these patients, medical cannabis can be very useful too. And in Japan, especially in Japan, today we have really nice public insurance. So our insurance is very kind to everybody. So even if you are homeless people, you can get medical access and price is, you know, not so high. So even if you had heart surgery and stayed in intensive care unit for a month, your bill is maximum like $800. But, you know, that costs a lot. So the public insurance is on the verge of bankrupt. So government tried to cut down the size of public insurance. So today, this standardized medicine is very easy to access. Alternative medicine is not quite popular in Japan. Alternative medicine is more expensive than standardized medicine. But situation will change in the future. And our system will be like in the States. So in that day, prevention is very important and you need to care your body by yourself. And in that point, medical cannabis can do a lot of things, I believe.
Do you teach people about the endocannabinoid system?
Yes, that's the highlight of my talk. And endocannabinoid system is not written in textbook in medical education. So nobody knows about it literally.
And you're teaching other doctors, right?
Yeah, doctors, citizens.
Wow, that's great work. You're doing really important work. I want to give the website to your the website URL, which is greenzonejapan.com. But I noticed that everything is in Japanese.
Yeah.
What can people who read Japanese find on your website?
We try to write article on evidence based. So the main topic is, you know, medical indication or how effective cannabis is, and so social news abroad. So day by day, situation of cannabis all over the world changing. So we report about that, and still our government trying to manipulate people. So we write counterpart of that. And we did some interview of Russo or Abrams, and these articles are our topic.
I have to say, I'm a little surprised to find out that you have a methamphetamine issue in Japan. That's not what I would think about Japan from what I know. And so I'm just wondering, what do Japanese people feel about legalization in America? If they think that marijuana or cannabis is a hard drug, they must think that we're kind of crazy.
Some activists are aware that the trend in the world toward the drugs in general is decriminalization, but it's still that knowledge is shared by a very small group of people here. So yes, it will be a difficult thing to sell to the Japanese.
It's kind of controversial, right?
Yeah. I mean, Japanese government believes they are in control of the drug situation by being harsh on them. And, you know.
Right. Here in America, in our popular media, in our music, especially, and some of our movies, there's a lot of presence of cannabis. Do you in Japan, do Japanese people see a lot of American media?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
In Japan, the movie named Ted. Do you know that? Yeah. That is very popular. But maybe almost every Japanese, you know, audience didn't notice that they are smoking cannabis.
They might think they're smoking tobacco?
Yeah, or they don't know what it is.
Right.
Like somehow it doesn't register, you know, how popular and how normal it is to consume cannabis in the States, even if we see them in the movie.
Right. Interesting. That's very interesting. We've got about a minute and a half before the next break. Here in America, healthcare is very hard to get. It's very expensive for people. And we have a portion of our population that has no medical insurance. And we have a significant amount of people that cannot get healthcare. Well, very quickly, in about a minute, what is the healthcare situation like in Japan?
Well, Eugene mentioned earlier, but we have universal health insurance system, which is far superior than, you know, what you have in the States. So anyone can get medical service for a very reasonable fee. And that's why, as Yuji tried to explain, people are not so much interested in alternative, because the standard medical care is accessible and reasonable.
How about Chinese medicine? I know Chinese medicine is very herbal. Is that embraced or known in Japan?
Yeah, we prescribe Chinese medicine sometimes, but not quite popular, I feel. Mm-hmm. You know, just so traditionally we use that. Then standardized Western medicine come and become popular. And first, it was outside of insurance, public insurance. Around 1993, traditional herbal medicine back in public insurance, but price is very low, which means pharmaceuticals like Harbacha Pharmaceuticals can't make a lot of effort and benefit from it. So, you know, power of this company is small compared to Pfizer or Novartis. The promotion is not so big.
Interesting. It is time for our next break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back with our final questions.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoogies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
The cannabis industry is growing almost as fast as the cannabis and hemp being planted and harvested. Where, when, and how fast will the cannabis and hemp industries continue to climb? Who will be the people leading the charge into that promised land of profit? Let's pursue those answers and more with the Plant Profits.
Welcome to another episode of Plant Profits. I am Bert Miller, your host. As you guys know, the purpose of this show is to introduce you to some of the most forward-thinking executives and companies in the cannabis industry.
Plant Profits, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And we're back for our final questions with Naoko Miki and Yuji Masataka. This is a great show, you guys. I just really appreciate you taking time out to speak to us. Is there anything else that you would like to add while we have a few minutes left?
Yes, the Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare has officially stated that it will allow cannabis-derived test drug to be brought in and used for clinical trial in Japan. And so Greens on Japan is now helping the investigator team to help getting it off the ground. It's still in a very early stage. We haven't identified the test drug, but hopefully it will happen this year and it will be the first in Japan. And thirdly, Japan is hosting the Olympic and Paralympic Games this summer. And as you know, CBD is off the list of WADA, World Anti-Doping Agency. But as I said earlier, according to Japan's Cannabis Control Act, CBD oils made from whole plants are illegal in Japan. So how do we handle the situation that many of the athletes are likely bringing hemp, but whole plant-derived CBD oils to Japan? And JOC, Japan Olympic Committee, has not made their stance on this issue clear. So if you know any athlete who's competing, I'd urge you to contact JOC and demand that they be officially allowed to bring their CBD oils.
Well, you know, I just want to say, Naoko and Yuji, how impressed I am with your activism. You're really doing great work, and you're pioneers in Japan on this. I want to thank you both so much for taking time to talk with me today.
We thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Now I want to get to a weekly feature of Hemp Present on CannabisRadar.com. That's the quote of the week, and here it is. Nothing would be better for patients if it is put to good use. It would be great if pain were eased, even temporarily. and that is Kimiko Yajima, a 78-year-old cancer patient from Tokyo, Japan. That includes this installment of Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. I want to thank Brasco, my man in the control room, and all the Cannabis Radio sponsors and advertisers. Join me next week for some more reefer repartee and cannabis confabulation with some special Hemposapien on a journey to justice. As we silence the violence, increase the peace, and promote unity in the cannabis community with impunity. When it comes to prohibition, you have the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice, so find yours and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. The Hemp Present theme song, Take Back the Plants, performed by Stickerbush and sung by a much younger version of myself, Turn With The Music Maestro. I'm out.
Marijuana.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.